This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. government is launching what it calls a conflict observatory to document war crimes and other atrocities in Ukraine perpetuated by Russian forces. Details from VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington.
State Department spokesman Ned Price says documentation compiled by the conflict observatory will provide evidence for war crimes trials.
It will shine a light on atrocities and is intended to contribute to eventual prosecutions in Ukraine's domestic courts, courts in third-party countries, U.S. courts, and other relevant tribunals.
The State Department is collaborating with outside entities for the project, including a geographic information systems company, Yale University's Humanitarian Research Lab, and the Smithsonian Cultural Rescue Initiative. The U.S. government is also contributing commercial satellite imagery. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. authorities stopped migrants more than 234,000 times in April, one of the highest marks in decades, as the Biden administration prepares to lift pandemic-era restrictions on claiming asylum. The April total, disclosed in a court filing Monday, is 6% higher than the measure in March. It would have been lower without more than 23,000 people, many of them Ukrainian refugees, admitted on humanitarian parole who went through a San Diego border crossing. The number of Ukrainians has dropped sharply since April 25th when the administration began directing those fleeing Russia's invasion to U.S. airports from Europe instead of through Mexico. You can keep up on all the news from Ukraine at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, you're listening to VOA.